Welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdl, Greg Isaac, Eric Reiner, Trisha, and this little girl, Shirley Temple.
No.
So adorable.
It's Joanna Newsom.
Oh, it's not Thank Shirley you. Temple?
Thank you very much. I'm in studio today.
Is that
today.
John calling in again?
No. My name is Joanna. Hello. Are you Eric? Are you the guy that I call and then he's very excited to talk to me on the phone?
I'm Eric, but I'm not very excited to talk to him.
Oh, I've heard from our guests.
You got half of it right.
They say, was that guy having a bad day today?
Never.
You sound like...
He didn't sound very excited when
no
I called.
No bad days.
An older Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, this is Joanna Newsom singing The Sprout and the Bean from The Strangers.
Ah, that's a scary
one. I had that. Yeah, The Strangers.
What's scary is that voice you're putting on.
Thank you. Oh, gosh.
And Liv Tyler's lips.
Yeah, you like Liv Tyler's lips?
No, they're scary.
And what's the other guy's name?
Speedman, right?
Scott Speedman.
Yeah, great movie. Yeah. One of my favorite horror movies. You got to watch it around Halloween time.
Yeah, I forgot for a second. I thought it was 1408. I know that you...
When you said the John Cusack thing.
Yeah, during the break when I said you're going to like this one, but then I wasn't thinking, you know, because
1408, 1480.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
it's creepy.
Yeah.
It's creepy. Speaking of which, give us a call, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480, if you want to talk about horror movies or, you know, maybe you've seen Insidious Chapter 3 and disagree with me, because I said it was a thumbs down.
I'm sure I would agree with you on that.
Probably.
I haven't seen it, but I'm pretty sure I would agree for once. Yeah.
While 3 is my favorite number... I think I would agree too.
Well, you know, 1 is the loneliest number
that but could ever be.
Is this a segue?
You're not the sequel.
Uh-huh.
You are unequal. You are the original.
That's a song too.
Mm.
You're the one.
That. Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah,
what is
it? I don't know.
Still the one?
Still the one.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Still the one. You know, Coca-Cola is the only one. Isn't that
it's the real thing.
The real thing. Okay. See, I'm just, I don't know.
Well, hey, did you go over to that festival in Encanto?
I think so. I might have.
It's getting a little forgetful there.
I know. Well, you know, Tommy Chong, you know, but by the way, you should go out there and check out Tommy Chong. And I don't think he didn't say that they're samples, right? No samples.
I don't know.
No. Oh. Okay, we've got a special caller right now calling
for the fifth time.
For the fifth time from the 1920s.
Joseph, have you guys, with your expertise in the movie genre, seen the movie The Changeling with George C. Scott? It's very old.
Yes.
That is a scary movie.
I don't think Joseph was around.
No, that's a little too old for me. I know The Changeling starring Angelina Jolie in her lips.
Oh, yeah. No, watch the old one. It is very good with the baby carriage running up and down the stairs. And the story builds you into your little world of fear, so to speak. Those are the kind of horror movies. Nothing really scares me, Joseph. That's my problem.
Not even Rosemary's Baby?
No.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
No.
Oh.
My mother told me once that I could get along with the devil itself, and I have.
You have? Ooh. Tell us
and
about
he doesn't,
that.
And he doesn't have my soul, okay? That's what I mean. Cooperate, get along. Oh, stop
well,
it.
Shut up!
Oh.
Stop it. I know you take it soon.
Be nice. Be nice, Greg.
You know, Joseph, I'm going to come there with some holy water and waterboard you.
Yeah?
Waterboard you with holy water?
This sounds fun.
Yeah. You know,
is this like something that you read in 50 Shades of Grey?
No. I would not mix my Catholic upbringing with 50 Shades of Grey. I'd mix the 50 Shades of Grey with who I did after I broke the Catholic bonds at age 30 and figured things out.
Bombs, not bongs. Just
yeah, bombs.
In case, let our
No, I did that once. It scared me to death because I didn't want to wear pink shorts in our Pio's facilities.
Oh. Well, I have pink handcuffs.
Yeah. See, and that's not cool. I can play act in my own stage, my own head. You know that. I come through in many different faces of Bobby.
Many faces of Bobby. So you've gotten a facelift.
No, the many faces of Bobby, the different facets of your personality.
Oh.
the demons that are within you and the angels that are within you. We are all comprised of those.
Yes. Feed the white wolf, the light wolf.
Hey, Bob, right? Do you have on your shoulder, like the left side, you have the devil Bobby and the right side, the Jesus Bobby talking to you?
Jesus
No, they're both internal. They're both internal.
Oh, Jesus, okay. Bobby.
Yeah, Jesus.
No. The Christ. The Christ consciousness. Yeah, the goodness.
Stigmata.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't do that unless someone tried to do that to me once and they are no longer around.
Oh.
What happened to them?
And Bobby's released from the women's prison.
I am putting down the little demoness that's trying to crawl out into my voice here. Have you seen them? But that's what I'm looking for, is something that scares me. As a child, we used to play in an old 1948. It was my grandfather's old car. It was under a huge chinaberry tree in Texas. And it was a muggy summer night. And because we were very poor, there was no movies, nothing. My brothers and sisters and I, someone would be the monster, and the rest of us would all clamber into the back seat and then roll the windows down. And then you would make all the noises and put branches across the window. That's funny stuff. And then put your hand through the window and see who you grab. And you talk about kids piling on. I mean, because they could kind of hear you, and then you work yourself up into a crazy scare frenzy. That was fun.
It sounds like it.
You guys should try that, Joseph. Yeah.
Joseph, let's try that. Let's have a Joseph under a chinaberry tree, get an old car that's big enough for, the old ones with, seven people could sit in the back without killing each other.
Ooh, and you guys could have a tickle fight.
Well, no, you don't. No tickle. This is pure fear.
Oh, okay.
The fear is good.
It's not funny. Yeah. This is no laughing man.
Fear is good? Explain.
It builds up your ability to handle it in the real world.
There's a fine line between tickling and sexual assault.
It depends. No comment. We won't go there.
Well, if
read
you can't,
the book.
If you're afraid, you just go to the dispensary and meet Tommy Chong, and then it gets rid of your anxiety.
Well, I thought about that, but I've worked in the garden all morning, and I've got all my plants watered because it rained.
Are they the plants
so
that Tommy
likes? Time for me to call the kitty cats, and we're going to have a little kitty seance, and we're all going to take a count to 10 and pass out and go to sleep for an hour.
Oh, okay.
It's called a cat nap.
After 2 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, God, yeah. You guys are the only ones that really exposed me to hockey.
Thank you.
And in a good way.
Don't expose to her.
No. I used to watch the Boston Bruins, the farm teams. We used to live in Connecticut.
Okay.
And my son won a contest where if you could hit the goal from the fifth, from the middle point, the middle point.
You won?
From center ice?
I did, and I won two cases of Dr. Pepper, which was his favorite soda.
Woo-hoo!
And it was so much fun. It was the Springfield Kings. That's who it was. The Springfield Kings was a farm club of Boston Bruins.
Wow.
In Boston. This is back in 69.
You're quite talented, Ms. Bobby.
I didn't know about it. We didn't know about her.
And quite
old. I scare myself.
The only thing that I've ever won was a pie eating contest, and all that won me was a stomach ache.
You did? What type of pie?
No, I wouldn't do that. I make beautiful pies. I used to do cookies and have a cookie shop. And
will you invite Joseph over?
Well, if we have to meet somewhere in the daylight, because I could, I don't want to put myself in jeopardy.
Oh.
Yeah, Joseph is pretty
scary. Yeah, I am very scary. Because I go out with the clown makeup and stuff.
I love clown makeup.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Oh, yes.
It's destiny.
Nice. Well, see, there you
yes,
go.
Yes, meant to be.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, yeah, if we can have if you guys ever do a radio program, at some restaurant, or I can convince you guys that I'll bake you a pie, which is the best, banana cream or Texas lemon pie or pecan, which I pick my own pecans.
Coconut cream.
Our coconut cream, too. I do that with toasted raw coconut.
I thought of something amazing. This has never been done. Coca-Cola pie.
Yeah.
Come on. What?
Well, she didn't finish her sentence. So
but
I think
she could make a combination of coconut cream, banana cream. It could be
banana
cream.
What I do is put it in a bowl of crushed ice in Coca-Cola and then put a slice of pie on top of it.
But you were going to say what you're going to do with the pies. Are you saying
No. I make good pies. They're not to be thrown.
No, they're to be eaten.
Yeah, to be eaten. But if one of these days you guys will open the door, I know where you all live. I used to go there, to the headquarters of the big station, 1480.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Used to stop,
you got the restraining order.
So you could just open the door a little where I could put my hand in and put the pie in.
You're making me nervous already.
I'll just extend my hand with a pie, and you will open it up, and then that'll be
there
doomsday.
There is a strange car in the parking lot.
And we'll never see Joseph again.
And there's severed feet that are washing up.
No,
she'll grab
it's a truck.
Your throat.
It's a truck.
It's a truck.
Well, that's what I'm
with
saying.
With bales of hay in the back.
Strange truck.
Yeah, bales of hay in the back.
Ah. Well, just we don't let anyone in the back.
You can do a hay ride with Joseph.
Bales of hay in the back.
No, 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 no one goes through the back entrance.
I go wherever I want to go.
Serious, this is a rule that Eric has.
Breaking through the other side.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Of. Right. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Love,
for the
love
fifth
you all.
Time. Take care, Bobby.
Bye.
Thanks, Bobby. Have a good one.
You.
Oh. Ooh.
What?
You.
Oops.
Two.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Abrupt there. All right. Well, speaking of Insidious Chapter 3, we've got a few sound bites from Insidious Chapter 3, including, you see there on the file there, right, Eric? Yeah. Okay. So the director.
Are we going forward or backward?
We're going to go A, B, C, D. So Lee Winnell.
I know.
All right. Well, Lee.
Well, if you go backwards, it sounds scarier.
Yeah.
Scary.
Well, like you play the Beatles backwards.
And you hear the demons.
Number nine.
No, I buried John.
I buried John. Sorry.
Lee Winnell, okay. Of course, is the director of the film, and he's also one of the stars. He's Specs in the film, and he's also one of the stars of Saw, right?
He is.
Yeah. So Lee Winnell, let's hear what he has to say about Insidious Chapter 3.
I definitely feel a loyalty to the Insidious fan base. I mean, they're the ones who made the film what it is. In the same way, I feel a real affinity and loyalty towards the Saw fans. You know, there's people who love that franchise, those characters. And, you know, James and I are lucky enough to be involved with a second franchise now that people seem to be taking to. And I don't want to disappoint them. You know, really, that's what it's all about. That's what's driving me every day on the set, is just what would the fans of this film think? You know, what is it they loved about the first two? How can we continue with that and build on it without repeating? I mean, that's another thing, big thing with James and I, is we never want to repeat ourselves. And we really tried with Insidious Chapter 2 to give the audiences what they wanted without giving them what they expected, kind of take it a little bit of a different turn. And with this one, I wanted to go back to basics, you know, just get back down to the first film. And I really think that this film is a return to the first movie in terms of story and tone. There was a build in the first film where the characters didn't know what was happening. With the second movie, we kind of crashed in, and it was almost a continuation directly from the first film, and it was already chaotic from the first frame. With this movie, I wanted to feature a family who really didn't know what was happening to them. And I think that fear of the unknown, not knowing what's happening, it contributes to a lot of the atmosphere of a horror film.
And I wish that that Lee Winnell, you know, I wish that that was actually what he had done and returned to the original Insidious, the tone of that. I really don't think that they did. I think that was creepy. This is just jump scares.
I didn't see the first two, but I'll check them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Because Halloween time's coming before we know it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's still better than Paranormal Activity. So, but also Stephanie Scott, kind of a newcomer. She plays the young girl in the film. Let's hear a little bit what she had to say about her role in Insidious Chapter 3.
Well, I saw the first two Insidious films, and I don't know, they're so cool. I love how creepy they are without being, like, gory and bloody. They're just genuinely creepy, and when things pop out at you, like the hair on your arm raises, and they really freak me out. And I love scary, creepy things, and I'm so fascinated in paranormal situations. So what I love about this movie is it kind of starts a new chapter with a new family, so anybody can really watch it and understand exactly what's going on. Even though it's so scary, and the scary scenes are super intense, it's a pretty intense film. A lot of the scenes are. But what I love about it is the backstory and how the characters are so real. It's not just a teenage girl in skinny jeans and a cardigan, like, oh my God, something's trying to get me. You know what I mean? Like, she has a backstory of why it's happening, and she always has the motivation of hoping that it's her mother on the other side and not really knowing. And they're really just trying to get through their life.
And, you know, we have done some psychic stuff here in studio. Remember, for Halloween, we did Ouija, right? We had the Ouija board in the studio. That was really creepy.
Yeah, it was great.
And then last, the Halloween prior, we summoned a demon.
That guy, yeah. Clark.
Clark
was his name.
He was a creepy guy. There was hands coming under the doors, and the pies were being delivered.
He was reaching for places he shouldn't have been reaching for.
Well, so does Dermot Mulroney. He reaches for roles that that are he's better than this. He's better than Insidious Chapter 3.
He's a great actor.
One of my favorite career opportunities. Him and his brother played the bad guys, the robbers. Jennifer Connelly and that other fellow that's no longer famous. Good stuff.
Yeah.
And he was also in the Bridget Fonda movie, the Femme Nikita American version.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also Where the Day Takes You, which is a great movie.
Yeah,
it's before your time.
He's a really talented actor. So, you know, I think that he could do better than Insidious Chapter 3. But let's hear a little bit of what he thought about the film.
For all of the things that Lee brought to it, his personality and his knowledge of the material, and some other undefinable quality, there I was in these scenes, like actually getting like the hair on the back of my neck standing up, and I'm having real reactions instead of the reactions that I thought I would have to conjure or to bring up as an actor, you know. So it was surprisingly an easier acting job than I thought. And then, of course, for that reason, much more gratifying because I didn't know I was going to believe all this stuff, but it gets you into it. And before you know it, you know, you're looking over your own shoulder and you don't know what's coming next. And that'll be how these audiences experience this movie, too, because we felt it when we were making this movie. I mean, it just had a bizarre feeling.
Again, they had that on the set, but I wish that I would have had that. Again, there's no like lasting impact, and that's what I want from a horror movie. I want to be able to go home and then the lights off and think, you know, am I seeing something? A little bit, you know, I got to get under the covers.
I want to hear an actor say, "I did it for the paycheck."
I think that there have been, I have had a few interviews like that. I can't remember who, but I, you know, people have said, you know, I am an actor. This is what I do, and this is how I get paid.
This is how I make a living, right?
Yeah.
You see quite a few do that, or they'll say that in quotes where, you know, they admit, you know, like recently Betsy Palmer, who played Jason Voorhees, she passed away. But one thing with her is they said the only reason she took the role in Friday the 13th was strictly because she wanted to buy a new car.
Yeah.
So but she got her new car.
Most of them just like kiss butt the whole whole way through. It's like, oh, he's a great director. Oh, they're great actors. I just want to hear, I did it for the money.
Okay. Well, they do have handlers and publicists. So it's not completely the actor's fault. They also, you know, have to act a way that the publicists believe that we want them to act.
Right. So they lie.
Right. So, again, my favorite part of the Insidious franchise is Lynn Shay. Did you ever see Detroit Rock City?
Yeah, she's great.
I mean, that is one of my favorite characters of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, that is scary. Everybody's mother, right?
No.
I mean, not our mother, but I mean, it's like the perfect mother that entertains you in a movie.
The perfect scary, like, religious mother.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, she's great in Detroit Rock City. You've got to check that movie out. If you've not seen it, you will laugh hysterically. I went into it not, you know, I'm not a Kiss fan, mm-hmm. but I went in just laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
I Googled her, and up came Shay Lynn.
Yeah, really?
Do you know who that is?
No.
She's an actress, but a very different kind of actress.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of her.
I'm sure you have.
Dave watches her movies.
Yeah.
Big fan. Big fan. So Lynn Shay, Insidious Chapter 3.
The thing that sets Insidious apart for me is that it's real situations for real people and real problems. I remember Patrick Wilson said this, which I thought was a brilliant way to describe it, that in the first one, it's a traditional American family with the two, you know, the kids and a wife who wants to be an artist and a husband who teaches school, and they're very relatable, a very relatable and loving and charismatic family that is kind of like a classic that, you know, maybe we all want to be on some level. They had a nice house, a good relationship. And then it gets turned on its head. So I think what these movies have done on some level, different from certainly other horror films, is it's very relatable elements that then go awry.
Yeah, so Lynn Shay, you can hear in the way that she's talking about this movie. I mean, some of the other actors might talk like they are, you know, sucking up, but she is talking very intelligently. She is viewing this movie as a project that is beyond what it really is, and that's what I like about her performance in the film. She's going for it all in, like this is an Oscar contender type movie. She's that kind of an actor. She's really talented.
She's in a lot of the Farrelly Brothers movies.
Yeah.
That too, but her horror background, because I think it's her brother, Robert Shay, who is sort of the guy that built Freddy Krueger. You know, he was a big guy at New Line. I'm not sure if he's still there But she's actually been in some of those, I believe, too, at least one. But so she has that kind of background and sticking kind of with that horror theme.
Yeah, really talented actress. I would love to talk to her, you know, on the show one day. Yeah. So now I'm going to ask you to do something with this next song, number 16. This is My First Lover, Gillian Welch. Don't play it yet. Cue it up at 1 minute and 30 seconds and then kind of loop it, you know, like the 5 seconds or as soon as they say what it is.
130?
Yeah, 130.
Maybe I didn't win the poll there. You had a first lover named Gillian?
Gillian Welch.
Wow, good for you, Joseph.
Jillian. Thank you.
Let's throw a party. Yeah, it's a sexy party.
Sexy party.
Yeah.
So like, you want me to loop it at what?
Loop it. You'll hear like Quicksilver Girl, Quicksilver Girl. You're really good at that. We'll see if you're able to, and we'll see if we can get the effect. You'll know this from The Strangers.
Oh, okay. And, good movie.
Yeah, you know, it's again Scott Silver. Silver. Scott
Speedman.
Silver? Scott Speedman, yeah. I was thinking
so freaky.
Quicksilver Girl, yeah.
Who's and Liv Tyler. Though?
Gillian Welch is the singer of My First Lover.
And Joseph Lover.
My First Lover.
Oh, she's sang while you and your lover.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, while we enjoyed sushi.
Was that Howard Cosell fellow there announcing it?
That's a Howard Cosell. And he's nice. Going in.
Very good, very good.
All right.
Well, anyway, all right, he's got to get it perfect. He's listening to it. He knows what I'm trying to do. But if you've seen The Strangers, you know exactly what to expect from this.
Who's that make us hope?
Well, in the movie, it's Quicksilver.
So this is like Deliverance, you're telling me.
The record breaks?
No, this is like... Your first love was like in the movie Deliverance. It sounds like the Ozarks.
Yeah, I kind of like that. So.
Like the Ozarks, right? Of St. Louis.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Yes. You know what I said?
I know.
No.
In the Ozarks.
That's scary.
Anyway.
So what are we doing with this
music? All right,
music?
We can continue on with the song, whatever, and we can take a break, and then we'll come back with one more segment.
Oh, that's right. We could talk about San Andreas.
Well, yeah, picks of the week.
And, oh, yeah, or pick of the week.
Well, and that as well, and some things. Some cool
excellent.
Things.
And boy. This is break. Oh, I like this.
First lover.
Wow, he plays the part, too. It's steaming in here. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.